Hi, this is Phoebe Blamey, and welcome to the Happy Money Journey podcast for today. I'm really excited to have you here. I have spent most of my life working in financial services. I'm a qualified financial planner and I have my own mortgage broking business since 2006. I know that as a busy woman, it's really hard to get your life into some sort of shape. And so I'm here to help you on your own happy money journey. Hey, it's Phoebe Blamey. Welcome to the Happy Money Journey podcast. It is awesome that you're here. And today I wanted to talk about time and time management tips because seriously, I have had a week of disaster, interruption, not being able to move forward, feeling like I don't have anyone to help me, like it's just been the most ridiculous week. My week started with my mother being evacuated from her town because of bushfires. She landed on my doorstep. The fridge in our Airbnb broke down. I walk into my house every night and my kitchen bench is just full of crap. I don't know if this happens to anyone else, but my sign of a messy life, of things being out of control, is my kitchen bench. It is like my mirror. It's normally really neat and I know where everything is. And every so often I just pile on the crap and I just can't get past it. And every time I look at it, I just think, nah, I'm just going to go and watch Netflix and scroll Instagram for an hour rather than actually do anything about this. So anyone else feeling like that, put your hands up. But I know how to get myself out of this. I've done so many courses. I've done so many things. I've done so much work on myself. I know how to get out of this. And I'm going to share that with you today because having been in that this week, it's interesting to see, like, just taking a few clear present steps. And next thing, instead of feeling overwhelmed, beaten, dismayed, disorganized, and out of control, I feel calm, cool, and collected. Everything is back to normal, and I'm feeling like I can actually power on. It's fine. So let's get started with the cause of our overwhelm and the cause of our lack of time management, because it's often that we don't do the simple things. We don't delegate. We don't prioritize. We allow ourselves to be interrupted by small things, by putting out fires and by the loudest voice in our area. And we also don't take the responsibility that we need to take to look after ourselves and make sure that we're doing the right thing by ourselves. Because I can pretty much say when I'm going to bed a bit too late, waking up a bit too late, feeling a bit disorganized, not allowing myself to have rest, that's one of the times that my time management just goes out the window. Rest is really important. So making sure that I've got enough sleep, making sure that I'm doing the, you know, 8 to 10 hours. The next thing is exercise, making sure I'm getting out into the outdoors, breathing in, moving around. Again, one of the things that I'll drive to work instead of walking to work. Walking to work takes me 20 minutes. Driving to work, by the time I've got through the traffic, parked, done all the things, takes me 15. So I'm saving literally 5 minutes between driving and walking. It's insane. The other thing is making sure that I've got a team around me that are trained, that know how to do the things that I need them to do, and that I can delegate to easily without needing to micromanage, look over their shoulder, making sure that they're doing something. Because that's the other thing that happens to me. When my time's out of control, I think everyone's out of control. So I'm suddenly looking over everyone's shoulder and, oh my God, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? What's happening here? Why aren't we doing this? Why isn't this happening? It's insane behavior, right? And it keeps me at that low level, angry, kind of anxious. And that's no good, right? As a leader, I know that's no good. As a team member, that's no good. So it's pulling myself out of that situation and getting my shit together really makes a difference to all of the things that are going on in my life. And so let's start with the first thing I do is write the biggest to-do list in the world. You've never seen a to-do list like this. It's got all the things from remembering to buy the small little bottles that I need to take away on my trip next week to making sure that the fridge guy's been organized and that a woman hit my car the other day, that the RACV claim's going to go through next week. Like, seriously, biggest to-do list in the world. Cleaning carpets, making sure that just stuff is getting done. Everything's on the to-do list. Then on that to-do list, there will be a whole lot of stuff that I can't control. So I take off everything that I can't control. It's gone. The next thing I look at the to-do list is the things that I can immediately delegate, whether that's getting someone to just come in and clean my house for me, or whether it's making sure that I'm not taking over on tasks that other people are perfectly capable and competent to do. So making sure that all that's done. Once I've got that, then the next thing on my to-do list is the stuff that has dependencies. So if someone is dependent on me to do something first and then they can do what they need to do, that is the next most urgent thing on my to-do list. Got that out of the way. And then I've got to work out what's urgent and what's just noise. And that's an interesting one. So my old business coach, a guy called Mark Dobson, absolutely sensational. If you ever get the opportunity to hear him speak, and particularly to hear him speak around time and how as entrepreneurs we waste time and allow things to get in the way of our time, he is sensational. So big call out to him. He splits time into three sections when we're at work: stimulus, obligation, and drive. And similarly, we know what stimulus is. Stimulus to me is noise. It's all those little things. It's needing to react immediately to an email. It's not balancing the time. It's every question, every thing, every bird whistling outside the door becomes stimulus. And it's really easy to get distracted by stimulus and assume that we're busy. We're too busy, in fact. We've got so much on our plates. But most of what we've got on our plates is just stimulus. It's just that stuff that's coming in that really doesn't need to be dealt with straight away, that isn't that important, that's not a priority. It's just noise. And some noise is louder than others, but sometimes there's just noise. So what in your life is that stimulus that you can then take away? And I look down my to-do list, and it's responding to emails, it's responding to people that haven't made appointments, it's following people up. And so what we then need to do is say, okay, this delegate or automate. This is not something that I need to be looking at right now. One of my great automation tricks is using something called Sane Later, which basically sorts my emails for me into what's important and what's not so important that I can look at later. Things like, you know, updates from people, people's newsletters go into the Sane Later. Emails that are business related and have a sense of urgency or importance go into the inbox. It makes it really easy for me to just go through and prioritize what's there, but I don't always do that. And I particularly haven't been doing that this week when I've been feeling overwhelmed and busy and that everything's just like, ah. So knowing what stimulus is, identifying it, and knowing that I can block time for stimulus. I can do that first thing in the morning. I can do that at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I'm a little bit hungry and tired and I don't mind a little mindless task. But I don't need to respond to stimulus as it comes in. The next part that Dobbo used to talk about is obligation. So obligation is those things that you know that you need to do, but you don't want to do. Now, obligation really for me splits into two areas. There's the things that I'm obliged to do that I can actually delegate. And then there's the things that I am obliged to do and they're urgent and they need to be taken care of. So unimportant and important obligation. And again, delegate, automate, or do. And then they stay on the to-do list. With some of these things, there's things that I can delegate, but require potentially my staff to be trained or require me to organize a cleaner or require me to do something first. So I can make a note of that. I might be doing it now, but it's something that in the future I'll be able to delegate. The next thing is drive. Now, drive is what Gay Hendricks calls the zone of genius. So when we're in obligation, we're often in our zone of excellence. We're in that place where we know we can do it, we do it well, it's fulfilling enough, and we get by. Our zone of genius is our creative zone. It's the place that we need to be to build our business, to grow our business, to make it move forward. It's the place that we need to be when we're stuck and feeling like it's not working. It's the shift that happens from feeling that to feeling in flow, to feeling that things are working, to feeling that we're moving in a specific direction. And being in that zone of genius is where I'm at when I'm designing the courses, or when I'm talking to a client that needs to shift their money mindset, or they need to organize their finances, or they're starting a business and we're doing a strategy talk. And I do a lot of that. And then I've got the obligation that comes after that, which is the following up, which is the making sure that we've then rounded that out and people are responding and they know what their next steps are and they're doing all the things that they need to do. Some of that automate, some of that delegate, and some of that just stays in where I need to be at the moment. So I know all these things. So yesterday I went through my full to-do list. I automated, I delegated. I've got stuff off my desk that needed to not be on my desk. I was interrupted constantly by things that needed to be done and things that for other people in my team were very urgent, but potentially weren't that urgent to me because I was dealing with something far more urgent. And so my next thing that I need to do when I'm feeling in that horrible state of overwhelm, stress, and stuckness, and I'm responding to all the noise, is actually put some boundaries up. So I need some time boundaries. I need to be able to say, at this point in time, I've got to work on this important thing. And then when I finish that, then I'll get to you. Or are you able to go on with something else if you can wait for me to respond to that? Yes or no? As I said before, one of the things that I do when I'm in that overwhelmed, stressed state is I take over a whole lot of tasks that I shouldn't. I start doing stuff that I could easily delegate to someone else, or I could automate systems, or I could just really make my life a lot easier. But I decide, because I'm walking around playing the martyred victim of everything so hard, to take all these things on myself. And I don't want to be doing that. I want to be able to share the love, share the load. My old boss used to say, train them, don't blame them. And this is where, when we're in that stress state as entrepreneurs, we're walking around saying things like, oh my God, I just can't get the right people. It's actually really, I can't be the right people. And you're human and you make mistakes and things happen that don't necessarily go right. And you suddenly get overwhelmed by tasks that have become urgent because you've left them or something like that. Or you have to respond to someone because something else hasn't happened beforehand. And that all happens. But really, when it comes to being able to delegate, we need to be able to delegate knowing that person has the skills and has the resources to be able to do what we're asking. Because if we're giving half commands or half information, it doesn't work. And one of the things that I need to do is really bring myself back to, have I handed this over properly? Is it clear what we need to be doing next? Do they have the skills to be able to do it? And if not, can they take the time to do the training before they do the task? So, next thing is ensuring that I've got people around me with the skills that need to be done. And then the final thing is, I've gone through my to-do list, I've worked out what's urgent and important, I've removed myself from the noise, I've started to make sure I can delegate. The next thing is I need to do, or the final thing is I need to do, is block time. So really take myself out of things and say, for the next hour, I'm going to be doing this. Silence. I've got to get through this. Once I'm through this, then we'll move on to the next stage and the next stage and the next stage. But unless I give myself the space and time to be actually able to do something, I am the master of my own destruction. I am really perpetuating something that need not be perpetuated. Something that I do really well is making sure that I've blocked time, not just for all the work stuff that's in my calendar, but also stuff for the stuff that really lights me up. One of the things that really, really lights me up, and I don't know if you've ever come across Take Shape Adventures or TSA, Adrian Infante does a sunset kayaking in summer. It is absolutely sensational. Kayak along the Yarra. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours. It's peaceful. It's divine. It is one of my favorite things to do. It lights me up. It relaxes my soul. And it reminds me that in the middle of Melbourne, you can feel like you're in the middle of nowhere on a river, on your own, in a kayak. It is sensational. So taking the time to do those sort of things, taking the time to go on hikes, taking the time to do the things that actually light me up, rather than being in my home life in that constant, constant obligation, obligation, obligation. So I'm looking through my calendar and I'm taking out the things that aren't lighting me up. Yes, it might mean saying no to a few things that I like to do, but it's replacing them with things that I really love to do. And I think that when we're in that state of anxiety, overwhelm, stress, things aren't actually completing for us, one of the things that we need to do with our time is make sure that we're making time for ourselves and our partners, for ourselves and our family. Because if you're anywhere near a human being, you come home from a stressful day at work, you bring that stress home. You without a doubt bring that stress home. And a technique that was taught to me really actually very early on in my career is find a point in the road between work and home. And at that point, mentally say to yourself, I am now at home. Work is there. Home is there. And once you've worked out your point in the road that's between work and home, you can start leaving work behind. Now, that's heaps harder to do if your work is something that's sitting on your dining room table and you work from home and you don't have a separate space. But an act, make yourself a cup of tea at the end of the day. Do something that separates home from work. And that way you can walk into a relaxed, good environment. Then I've got to get it back to making my environment at home what I want it to be. So I've sorted out my to-do list for work. I've sorted out my personal to-do list. I've blocked some time. I've taken on some things of joy, but my house is still a mess. So what do I then need to do? What do I need to do differently? One thing I really need to do when I'm feeling like that is actually cut myself a break. Because I'm sitting there overwhelmed by mess. I have done the laundry, but I haven't actually folded the clothes and put them back. They're all sitting in a bucket. I've got shit all over my dining room table and I've got shit all over my kitchen bench. One of the things that I do is I underestimate how much time something's going to take me. But I could be sitting there watching Netflix and not cleaning up, or I could be standing there cleaning up and listening to a podcast. So I'm going to choose the podcast and I'm going to choose just doing one thing. I don't need to do all three things. I'm going to do one thing and I'm going to do one thing a night for 3 nights and then I'm back to normal. I'm not going to put pressure on myself. I'm not going to make it all like I've got to do this clean sweep and it's going to take me hours and the whole thing's stressful and I can't be bothered doing it now. I'm going to chunk it down into manageable steps. And that way I've got a clear dining room table. I've got clean kitchen benches. And my laundry's all put away and I can find my clothes in the morning again instead of rifling through a big bucket of things. When I walk through the door, I can see the kitchen bench and I feel calm and relaxed instead of stressed and anxious. Small things, chunking down time. And I'd be remiss if I didn't also mention that we do tend to really go into activities underestimating the time that will take. So one of the other things that you can do is use a time tracker. That's fine. You can use an alarm or this excellent technique that Tim Ferriss talks about in the 4-Hour Workweek, where you give yourself a specific amount of time to get a task finished. So, for instance, it takes me roughly somewhere between 45 minutes and an hour and a half to put a loan together if I'm really looking after myself and doing the work. However, if I allow myself to get distracted, that then becomes 3 hours. So if I sit there and set a timer for myself, and at the end of that timer, I stop, then I've done my work. I'm going to make sure that that work fits into that hour. I'm going to do everything I can to meet that deadline. And that works for me. And it may well work for you. So thank you for listening to my absolute dump on how I've been spending my time this week. I hope that you're having an absolutely amazing week. Looking after your time, like looking after your money, is an act of self-love. So if you have been feeling the overwhelm, the stress, the all or nothing thinking, the disaster of feeling out of control and overwhelmed, I hope this has helped you. Certainly even talking about it helped me. Doing it yesterday helped me so much. So get into your time management. Make sure you're putting aside some time for self-care. And most of all, enjoy your journey. Thank you, and I will speak to you again next week. Disclaimer. Just a reminder that the advice that's contained in this podcast is general in nature. It doesn't take into account your individual needs and circumstances, and we recommend considering the appropriateness of any advice to your individual circumstances and needs. We always recommend seeking the advice of an expert before making any financial decisions.